Next question is for Mayor and Council. We'll start at this end. Explain your position on Spark. Would you or do you support giving them an extended contract? Why or why not?
We actually voted on this on Monday. Let me just be very clear. Ann Arbor taxpayers are paying or funding Spark in three different ways. Let's take the fiscal year 2015. Almost $1.8 million of the LDFA TIF capture goes to Spark. That's $1.8 million. And another $200,000 of Ann Arbor taxpayers' money that goes to the county, in turn, is given by the county to Spark. In addition to that, there's another $75,000 from our general fund that goes to Spark to attract big companies from outside Ann Arbor. It could be from India or somewhere else. That's the money that we actually voted to hold off on Monday. The reason is we have come to see that there are two sets of numbers floating around between job creations of what Spark has reported to us, the city, and what they have given it to MEDC, and MEDC in turn showing to Schneider. So we have asked for clarity, and once that clarity is given to us, we will have to rethink how much we want to contribute, because we looked at the list of other jurisdictions, how much they are contributing to Spark. They are contributing $2,000, $3,000, and we are contributing $75,000. Economic development is fine, but I think Spark is focusing on high-tech, kind of Google, Apple kind of idea. But I believe in balanced growth. I actually went to campaigning on Barton and Traver. I met a lady, and she said she was trying very hard to start up her small retail business online. And she said, I visited Spark several times on several counts. They were not able to help me. And for me, that's a problem. I don't think we should be just putting all our eggs in one basket, because we don't want what happened to Pfizer situation. We attract these huge companies to come in, and then they leave, and it's a big debt. I certainly believe in economic development, but not just the Spark way of doing it. That's one part of it. But I think we need a broad perspective on development where we also help local businesses, small entrepreneurs.
Okay, Spark. So Spark is a little tricky to talk about. So there's some support for Spark because Spark has brought new business to the downtown area and to the surrounding areas. And I know that the council has been requesting to see the information about how many jobs it's been creating, how much money it's bringing, how many people are actually being hired in the Ann Arbor area through the Spark Spark company. Then some would argue that Spark is an organization that the governor organized to help small businesses get started, but at the same time taking money from our public school systems and other amenities that the state could use. So in regards to supporting Spark, I see the benefit of Spark. I would not like to see the benefit of Spark come from our kids and their public education or other needs that the community could benefit for. So it's, I see the reason why we have it and how it's good for Ann Arbor, but at the same time, I would love to see that money come from somewhere else and able to support our kids, which my manager just fell asleep. I'm good, thank you. Yes.
Okay, and so the question was, do I support extending that 15 years?
It says, explain your position on Spark. Would you or do you support giving them an extended contract? Why and why not?
Okay. So a little bit about Spark that I'm familiar with is that they're receiving funding from the LDFA, which collects a portion of taxes from downtown, primarily through the DDA district. And, you know, so they're receiving public dollars. And then they're receiving public dollars from the city's general fund through a contract for a business retention services. And so there's this balance of how much money should Spark be getting versus the other priorities that we have with our general fund and versus what the LDFA should have with the monies that they're collecting. Should it all be going to Spark or should there be other activities? I'm fine with that balance, with that tension of trying to figure out what that proper balance is. However, for now, and I think we've been given a choice about whether or not to extend it 5 years or 15 years, and I am not willing to extend it for 15 years. I think that is puts it way too far out for a time frame to understand if it's going to be successful or not. The bigger issue for me is really coming to terms with the fact of how Spark is just a contractor to the LDFA TIF and whether or not that TIF authority is really making or is collecting enough, is whether or not the state is reimbursing the school aid fund for the amounts that are being taken out. We all hear that's taking place. But I've recently read a communication from our state legislature that basically says that there has not been any credible information that there's been an audit provided by the state treasury that in fact is true. So that is very concerning. I mean, you know, it's interesting when you're in politics and you hear lots of statements that everybody assumes are true, but they really are nothing more than myths. You know, for example, we hear that Ann Arbor has, you know, 60,000 commuters. What's it, time? Okay. So, 5 years maybe, 15 no. That's my position on the contract.
Can I just say something? I didn't respond to that very specific question. I stand the same. 5 years maybe, 15 no.
I will support the same thing.